John, what was it like having a weekend off in the middle of hockey season? Did you actually get a weekend off?
Sure did. It was not going to lie. It wasn't too bad. Oddly enough, we had a Christmas day on Sunday with my family. It was the first time all our schedules worked out. So nice to see them at my parents' place. My siblings, the cousins got together. It was fun.
Nice. Did you get any Penguins gear?
No Penguins gear. Not. But I could utilize one of the gift cards I got and turn that into Penguins gear, I'm sure.
Oh, nice. Very nice. Well, let's talk about the Black Bears. Last time out, pretty tough series against UConn.
Yeah, the Huskies, very good hockey team. And I'm pretty sure I might have mentioned it with you when we talked, previewed that series. But that's a very good UConn Huskies team with a very good coach, Mike Cavanaugh. They're a physical team. And I wasn't surprised to see them give Maine a big test. It's every team in Hockey East is tough, and they're the perfect example of that. They're not a BU, a BC, a Providence, a team that you know is going to be tough based on the name, but they deserve a lot of respect, and they found ways to slow Maine down, and the lack of scoring, caused issues for the Black Bears. But it is what it is. They turn the page and move on.
Well, the Bears are number 6 in the college hockey poll this week. Are we at the point in the season where that's fairly irrelevant? What's more important is where they are, first of all, in the Hockey East standings, and then always taking a look at the pairwise as well.
Yeah, pairwise is the most important thing. That's the equation that is used for playoff seeding. And so at this point, Maine's got 15 wins, and it would take a lot for the Black Bears to fall out of an at-large slot. I think it would be a real, real tough stretch where they probably would not win another game, which I just don't see that happening. So obviously they have to win some hockey games here. They've got to button things up and find ways to score goals, but they put themselves in a very good position to make the national tournament. Secondarily, yes, the Hockey standings are important because you want a home playoff game. You get the first round, the top four seeds get the bye, which I think, get a home and a bye, and the fifth seed goes on the road and gets that first round bye. But so you want to be one of the top five seeds. Obviously, 1, 2, 3, or 4 is really what you're aiming for. You want to win the whole thing. But if you can be one of the top four seeds, you don't play on that Wednesday, that opening round. You get a Saturday home game, and the way Maine plays – at Alfond Arena, a home playoff game. They'll have the crowd on their side as the extra player. Just the atmosphere, as we know, is outstanding. So an opportunity to have a home playoff game is key because then you're one win away from getting back to the Garden.
So the keys down the stretch for the rest of the regular season then, again, pick up the offensive scoring punch and really just work to, be playing your best hockey when you head into the postseason.
Yeah, not allowing a lot of goals has been one of their key traits, as they've been very good defensively. A lot of that's Alvin Boya, the main goaltender, who is in the top of the country right now, is one of the best goalies in the nation. But ahead of him, the defense, they can't hang him out to dry, which has happened a few times the last couple of weeks. Just, there's only so many great saves goalies can make. At some point, if you keep leaving them out there to have to answer the bell, pucks are going to get past them. It's just the way it goes. So tighten up defensively a little bit too and improve why you're one of the top teams in the nation. They've only allowed 1.76 goals a game. That's third best in the country. That's really close to Boston College, who's number 2. Minnesota State is like just over a goal and a half. So under 2 goals a game, if you allow 2 goals or less, you're going to win most hockey games. Obviously, you can't allow 1.76 goals a game, but 2 goals or less, you're going to be in most hockey games. And it's just the offensive side. They were, just making sure that they stay above that 3 goals a game, 3.5, 4 goals a game would be nice. I think we got spoiled a little bit earlier in the year when they were scoring in buckets. And this happens. There's ups and downs to season. So just they're kind of in a little bit of a lull offensively, but that could all change this weekend.
And great to see both Alvin Boya and Harrison Scott on the list of nominees for the Hobey Baker.
Absolutely. And they both deserve it. especially Harrison Scott. I mean, just a tremendous year that he's had. He stepped up and really led the Black Bears offensively. It's been fun to watch Harrison Scott play this year. San Jose, California guy, great attitude, a great person off the ice. So it's fun when you see people that you know that are just good people off the ice do great things on the ice too.
Well, let's talk about this weekend, a split series for the Black Bears with Northeastern coming in on Friday and then UMass on Sunday.
Black Bears have played Northeastern, as you know, Rich, earlier this year, that 4-1 win at Matthews just before Halloween, and then a shootout. They went to a shootout, main one, in the second game of that series. So that was a big weekend for the Black Bears, who had struggled at Matthews Arena over the years for a long, long time. So they kind of got that situated. Northeastern, 9 wins on the year. They're 9-11-3. Huskies coming off a weekend where they played just one game. They lost to Merrimack at home. So they'll be looking to kind of get things back on track. Before that, a couple of close games with Vermont that they won, one in overtime. So they played some close hockey games as of late, have the Huskies the last three times out. And then they split with UMass in a hard-fought home-and-home series, both the road teams winning in that series way back January 10 and 11. So Northeastern, they need wins right now. The Huskies need some – these are critical games for them. They sit at 8th in the Hockey East standings right now. They've played more games than Maine has. They played 15 league games. Maine's played 13. So if the Huskies want to stay out of that bottom three, talked about you want to be in the top four. What you want to avoid is the bottom three. Those are the teams that go on the road on that Wednesday night. It's an extra playoff game, and it's an extra playoff game on the road. So they want to stay out of that spot. They're in the eighth position right now, 1 point ahead of Vermont, who's in ninth. So critical points on the line for Northeastern. They're going to want some of these. They're going to want these points on Friday night.
And what are the start times for the weekend games, John?
Yes, let's take a look. We didn't even talk about UMass. My bad. I kind of forgot that. Yeah, Friday, Sunday. So Friday night with Northeastern coming in to Alfond Arena. Friday is 7 o'clock face-off, 7 o'clock puck drop. Sunday, UMass, 4 p.m. It's the first of, I'll go real quick, first of three against UMass. Maine will end the season in Amherst. So they played the Minutemen three times. Always interesting when they play UMass. We know Ben Barr, that's where he was before coming to Maine, won a national championship there as an assistant coach, then was able to get the job here at Maine, has done great things here in his fourth season. So when he and Greg Kavanaugh face off, it's always interesting. That's a storyline facing his old team, and they'll play round one of three Sunday at 4.
See, the beauty of the podcast, John, we don't even have to think about time. You want to go a little extra, we go extra. Time means nothing.
Yeah, you know, we're born in that. I was raised in that 30 seconds, 60 seconds, hit the post, get out. So sorry, I'm used to it.
That was great, John. Thanks for joining us for the first time on the podcast, and we'll be listening this weekend on the Black Bear Sports Network, and we'll catch you again down the road.
Thanks, Rich. Appreciate it.